son muy potentes. Non si può restare, non si può restare, non si può restare, non si può restare, non si può
restare.
One of the first shlokas from Chaitanya-charitamrita. One who has received the devotional service at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has already received prema. First of all, offer obeisances to my Gurudev, Nitya Pravishtha, O Vishnupad, Ashtottar Shishimar, Bhaktivedanta, Bhavanga Swami Maharaj. Offer unlimited number of obeisances. Thereafter, and my Guru Pad Padma, Abhinna Guru Pad Padma, my Shiksha Guru Pad Padma, Shishimad Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj Lotus Feet, I offer unlimited number of obeisances. And thereafter, offer obeisances to the Tridandi Sannyasis, all the devotees, all the mothers, offer all of them my humble obeisances. Today is a very auspicious day. Why not? Because we have come to this holy abode of Navadip Dham in the association of sadhus. Sadhu Sangha is very, very, very rare. After millions and millions of lifetimes of pious merit, punya, one receives Sadhu Sangha. So Sadhu Sangha, the association of pure devotees, is very rare. So our goal is bhakti. In scripture it has been said, first one must have Shraddha, then Sadhu Sangha, then Anartha Nivritti, Nishtha, Ruchi, Asakti, Bhav, and then Prem. This is the progression of the love of Godhead. So it is a very high place. Prema is a very high. So we must engage in great sadhan bhajan. It has been said. But the birth, the root of Krishna Bhakti is Sadhu Sangha. The seed of Krishna Bhakti is Sadhu Sangha. Through Sadhu Sangha alone one gets Krishna Bhakti. So in our past lifetimes, pious merit and Sukruti is coming now in the form of Sadhu Sangha. What is the purport? What is the import of Sadhu Sangha? Sadhu Sangha is what? To do pranam to Sadhu. Actually giving donation to Sadhu and just taking his foot dust, that is not Sadhu Sangha. By this type of external Sadhu Sangha, one cannot receive bhakti. We should go to sadhus. What type of sadhu we should approach? What type of sadhu we should approach? Who can cut asunder our bad habits and bad desires in our heart? And one can use a knife in the form of scriptural words from the scriptures, and by narrating us, speaking us the glories of the scriptures and the glorious words of the scriptures, He can cut all our bad habits and all bad tendencies and bad desires by His divine words emanating from His lotus mouth. So thus, by hearing the Harikatha of Sadhu, we can obtain Krishna Prem. Actually, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inundated the entire world in the river of Prema. Actually, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu not only came to distribute Prema, but He also came to test and relish the mood of Radhika, the Prema of Radhika. So therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also relished and distributed the Prema. So we have to start from Shraddha, till then we come to Anartha Nivritti, Nishtha, Ruchi, Asakti, Bhav and Prem. So we have to go through all these succession, progressive steps, rungs of devotional service. Actually, Mahaprabhu told us that we should execute the means of devotional service, sadhana. And among all the sadhanas, the best is actually Harinam Sankirtan. So we should call out the name of Gaur Nityananda and we should roll in the dust of this dham. This is the bhakti sadhana. We should call out Ha Nitai, Ha Gaur. What is the goal of calling out Ha Gaur, Ha Nitai? What Mahaprabhu said, just raise your hands and say Jai Nitai, Jai Gaur. Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Very beautifully He has explained. Mahaprabhu has the potency, He can make even the thing which cannot happen, happen. He can make impossible possible. So Mahaprabhu taught us Sharanagati, complete surrenders. When we are helpless, if some of our relative is going to die, then just raise your hands and say Hari Bol. You should completely surrender. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu distributed Prema. It is not very easy to remove the anarthas from the heart. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, don't become hopeless, don't become depressed. Because Mahaprabhu said that Namna Makari Bahudani Yasarva Shakti, you may have lots of anarthas in your heart, no harm. But if you are chanting the Naam, if you are doing the Sankirtan of the Krishna Naam, and you should raise your hands, all anarthas in our heart. So that real wealth is our Krishna Prem. That Krishna Prem will appear in the heart when you engage in Nama Sankirtan with complete surrender. So when we are doing Nam Sankirtan, all the anarthas are finished once. It's like a goldsmith hammer. You have to beat it many times.
Like in $100 is $1 $100 is $1.
So just like $100, has $5, $1, $10, everything is present in $100. So the bigger bill. So all the other sadhanas and are present in the Harinam Sankirtan. Harinam Sankirtan is the mega sadhan, is the meta sadhan. It is the complete embodiment of all other sadhanas. All other limbs of devotional service are present in Harinam Sankirtan. So Mahaprabhu's instruction is very clear. Our worshipable Lord is Sri Krishna, Brajandan Shyam Sundar Krishna. You should always do the Naam Sankirtan and Naam Kirtan, and you should also associate with the devotees of the Lord who have very strong affection for Krishna, but will receive perfection in a moment if you associate with pure devotees who have deep affection for Krishna. So by association with pure devotees, very quickly will receive the pure devotion. So this is the place of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's, this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's birthplace. So this is, so let's perfect our life by doing the parikrama of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's birthplace and his pastime places in the association of pure devotees and Srila Gurudev. So thus I end my speech here. I pray like this and end my speech here. Hari Bol.